Hello, we are Group B1, and this is our capstone design for continuous production of monoclonal antibodies for SARS-CoV-2. Monoclonal antibodies, or MAPs, are the fastest growing class of therapeutics that mimic the immune system's ability to fight harmful antigens such as viruses. With the current hardships of the global pandemic, they are quoted to be the most promising treatment for COVID-19. Our plant is designed to produce 8 tons of MAPs per year, which would be equivalent to 2.7 million doses. Our design implements the integrated continuous bioprocessing framework, which utilizes the integration of single-use and stainless steel equipment. The ICB plants benefit from faster manufacturing times and from the flexibility to modify batch sizes if the demand for MAPs changes. The framework can also be altered in the span of 6 months to switch to the manufacturing of a different biotherapeutic. Moreover, the environmental impact of the plant is lessened through a significant reduction of water usage in downstream processing. So our process begins with a bioreactor where Chinese hamster ovary cells, or CHO cells, grow and accumulate MAPs in 4 perfusion single-use bioreactors. The product from all 4 reactors is pulled and sent to downstream processing. The first step in downstream processing is the protein A capture, where MAPs are separated from the culture media through specific and reversible binding of MAPs to the protein A ligand. Next, the first viral clearance step is implemented through low pH viral inactivation. 2 polishing steps follow, in which aggregates, residual DNA, host cell proteins, and bleached protein A are removed using anion and cation exchange chromatography. This is followed by the second viral clearance step in the form of viral filtration. Finally, ultrafiltration and diafiltration are used to concentrate the product and exchange buffers to ensure stability of MAPs during storage. What makes our process continuous and unique, however, is the design of bioreactor, chromatography, and diafiltration units. The MAPs are produced by CHO cells in 4 2,000-liter single-use perfusion bioreactors. The bioreactors are connected to tangential flow filtration systems, or TFF, which is the main difference between perfusion and regular batch or fed batch systems. The TFF is used to retain the cells and return them to the bioreactor while allowing the MAPs to pass through. This ensures the continuous production of MAPs by maintaining the bioreactor at a constant high cell density at around 120 million cells per milliliter. The use of single-use equipment allows for the faster turnaround times, lower energy and water use for cleaning, which in turn decreases the capital expenses. Bioreactors are made out of 5 plastic layers, totaling 15 millimeters. The bioreactor bag comes sterilized and only needs to be placed inside a shell, which gives the bag its 3D shape and acts as a heat exchanger. Next, the dual column protein A chromatography setup allows for the continuous separation of MAPs from the growth media. Columns are operated in parallel, however, in different load and elution cycles, such that there is a continuous processing of the bioreactor product. The unit is also equipped with an integrated buffer and line dilution system, providing a 5-fold footprint reduction in buffer storage. Finally, the continuous diafiltration is achieved by setting up a 3-stage counter-current cascade of single-pass tangential flow filtration modules. The buffer is added before the 3rd filter feed, and the permeates from 2nd and 3rd filters are recycled to be used as diafiltrates in the previous stages. Such setup reduces buffer volume used by 40% and eliminates the need for surge tanks when compared to batch diafiltration. All filters are single-use units with cellulose-based membrane. Economic assessment showed the capital and operating expenditures for this process were estimated to be $36 million and $120 million respectively. The reason that our OPEX is significantly higher than the CAPEX is due to the integration of single-use equipment throughout the process, which must be replaced each batch every 20 days, driving up the operating costs. Over the 20-year plant life, the expected revenue comes to $27 billion and has the net present worth of $26 billion at an assumed interest rate of 14%, which is typical for pharmaceutical plants of this nature. The sales price per dose is CNY 1,500, which is significantly higher than the production cost of $57, which demonstrates a large profit margin in this industry. However, it is important to note that there are other corporate fees, including research and development and legal costs, that are unaccounted for here but are integrated into pharmaceuticals company overall budget. This concludes our presentation. Thank you for listening.